The home for film, television, and video game music since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we are featuring a tribute to composer James Horner, who tragically passed away earlier this week at the age of 61. Coming up at this hour, we are going to listen to music from three more scores, and we're going to open up with music from a film released in 1991. So we're backtracking a little bit. As I said, we were going to present these things in chronological order, but I just thought that I would switch this score around with Searching for Bobby Fischer from Part 2. So we backtrack to 1991, and the absolutely magnificent and underappreciated comic book film, The Rocketeer, a fantastic adventure movie featuring a fantastic adventure score by James Horner, a score that I would say is my second favorite James Horner score of all time. So what can I say about this masterpiece? It features one of Horner's most memorable main themes, just dynamic orchestrations, creative and incredible, upbeat, up-tempo, out-of-your-mind action music, incredibly exciting action music. The score really does a fantastic job of conveying the magic of flight. There's also a super bad guy motif for the Nazis in the movie. And then the film ends with just one of the greatest end credit cues of all time. Just going to let you know that we're not going to play the end credit cue during this suite. If you do want to hear the end credit piece, I did feature it during my end credit cue special for my 17th anniversary program, which you can find on the site still. As I said, it's just a thematic delight and features probably one of the world's greatest film cues called the Flying Circus. It's a cue that reminds me of John Williams's cue, The Asteroid Field, from The Empire Strikes Back. Both are just a brilliant marriage of visuals and music. Like Williams did in The Empire Strikes Back, for this particular scene where the Rocketeer flies into action for the very first time, James Horner hits all of the major sync points absolutely spot on in the movie. And then as you're listening to the cue, it'll be the second cue that I play for you. And if you've seen the film, you know what I'm talking about. There's this moment in the movie and during this action sequence where, and it might have been the second time it happens to the Rocketeer, where his jet engine goes out, I think for the second time, and he's falling towards Earth. And this time he kind of falls in behind some cloud cover. And just before the engines fire up again, James Horner gives this ba-dump, 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 ba-dump rhythm as the Rocketeer's engines fire up just below the clouds. You see them just fire up, the cloud lights up, and the Rocketeer blasts off. And I want to credit James Horner for being the one that's punching the ignition switch on the Rocketeer's pack. It's just a soaring piece of music and a brilliant piece that stands on its own as well. One other theme I want to bring up, and that's the love theme. And oh my goodness, what a love theme. It's really one of the best love themes of all time. And it's called Jenny on the original soundtrack. And we'll end this suite with that theme. One other mention, recording engineer Sean Murphy. This is arguably one of his finest recordings. Here is music from James Horner's masterpiece to the 1991 action-adventure movie, The Rocketeer.
Thank you.
the spectacular music from the 1991 film The Rocketeer, a film directed by Joe Johnston, a director that James Horner would work with frequently. The first film that he worked on with Joe Johnston was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and he'd later go on to work on Jumanji with Joe Johnston. And again, if you want to hear those scores, we have a tribute to director Joe Johnston on this site as well. And of course, the music for The Rocketeer was composed and conducted by James Horner. We have to take a break, but when we return, we're going to feature two more masterpieces by composer James Horner. Two very personal scores to me. I'll tell you all about them when we return, right after this.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound with your host, Eric Woods.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're featuring a tribute to composer James Horner. Up next, we're going to feature music from Legends of the Fall. This is one of my most cherished movie-going and film music experiences of my life. The film was released in 1994. Now, a good high school friend of mine who I've sadly lost touch with, and I have no idea where in the world she is, but she introduced me to a lot of great films in high school. I didn't go to the theater a lot in high school. I had no money. My parents rarely took us out to see films, so we rented a lot. Anyway, I clearly remember my friend, her name being Carrie, once renting The Usual Suspects and Seven one night. Watching those two films back to back was one of the greatest film viewing moments of my life. Carrie had great taste in film, and she knew what I liked as well. So no sooner after our Kevin Spacey filmathon, she recommended that we watch Legends of the Fall, thinking that I would love it due to my admiration for a similar American epic, Dances with Wolves. And well, she was right. She also knew that I had a love for film music and that I was in my infancy with soundtrack collecting at the time. She thought that I might like the music from this film as well, so she guessed right as well, but I didn't just like it, I loved it. And as I mentioned earlier in my opening remarks, Legends of the Fall was what really got me hooked on James Horner's music. It was also the first film of his where I recognized his distinct musical style, his sound, and certain Hornerisms. It's the score that started me on my James Horner musical journey. And now I'm pleased to present music from the fabulous score to the 1994 film Legends of the Fall.
Thank you.
Music from the 1994 film Legends of the Fall, with music composed and conducted by James Horner, and the original soundtrack recording was performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. We get to take one more break during this part, and when we come back, we'll feature music from my all-time favorite James Horner scores and one of my top 10 scores of all time. We'll be right back right after this.
Bringing you the very best of original music composed for films, television, and video games. This is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we're featuring a tribute to the late composer James Horner. Up next is music from the 1995 film Braveheart. I just recently watched this film again. Not much needs to be said concerning this film or score. It won a boatload of Oscars. Should have won James Horner an Oscar. Unfortunately, that year he was nominated for 2 Academy Awards, one for Braveheart, one for Apollo 13. Most think that those scores canceled each other out. Therefore, there was no way he was going to win. Sure, the film is historically inaccurate, but besides that, it's one of the great Hollywood epics, and it's one of my favorite movies of all time. As for the score, like the film, it's a personal favorite of mine. I can clearly remember seeing the film for the very first time in theaters and was simply blown away by what I saw and heard. The CD was in my hands only days later, and it would be one that I would play over and over and over again, not only during the course of the year 1995, but, well, it's been on high rotation ever since. The highlights are many, including a gorgeous Celtic love theme for Wallace and Morin. The action cues are thunderous, and it's a score that features a finale that just left my jaw on the floor when I left the theater after seeing this film for the very first time. This is what movies are all about for me, folks. The film and music are perfect. And now, music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Braveheart, with original score composed and conducted by James Horner and performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. We'll be right back.